Justice Samuel Alito spent 3 days visiting this area, concluding with an event sponsored by law firm Hodson Russ with firm chairman Daniel Oliverio and interim UB Law School dean Jim Gardner, spending an hour asking him questions about the law, his family background, and some of his decisions, especially search and seizure and freedom of speech cases. There were perhaps 700 people in the auditorium. Oliverio says the event was good for his law firm, but also for the community.
It's good for the community. To get a state supreme or a United States Supreme Court justice to come to Buffalo says something about our town. We're not New York City, but to have him come to a place like Buffalo is extraordinary. The other thing is, it's good for the law students and the legal community to see a Supreme Court justice up close.
In the small world category, Alito's and Oliverio's families come from the same very small village in Calabria, Italy. Dean Gardner says his law students will learn from listening to a Supreme Court justice talking about how the law works and how a court works. Former State Attorney General Dennis Vacco says Alito was the same person he knew 3 decades ago when the jurist was a U.S. attorney in New Jersey and Vacco was U.S. attorney here. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.